Aloha and welcome to the Sobriety Rocks podcast, where each day will bring you hope, inspiration, and valuable tools to help navigate your addiction recovery journey. If you struggle with drugs and alcohol like I did, welcome home. Aloha and welcome to episode 3 of the Sobriety Rocks podcast. My name's Kirk Waterman, and in this episode I'll share why I believe sobriety rocks and how you can make sure your sobriety rocks. As I mentioned in the trailer episode, I was 28 years old, angry, alone, afraid, full of guilt, shame, self-doubt, and terrible judgment when I got to treatment and recovery. I'd been walking around talking crap to myself about myself for far too long. I was up to no good, drinking and drugging around the clock, acting out on a bunch of behavior addictions, including gambling, eating, sex, and working, among others. I was living a suboptimal life, which drugs and alcohol made bearable for far too long. The spirit inside of me that had been so vibrant when I was a child was nowhere in sight, and my life did not rock. When I got here, I did not believe in recovery and had no grand illusions that anything monumental would happen. I just wanted to feel a little better, get the heat off my back, and go back to some semblance of what I thought was a normal life. I had no idea I would get to address my underlying issues of anger, resentment, fear, and bad behavior. That I would get to clean up the damage I had done to other people, or that alcohol and drugs, which I had sworn I would do until the day I died, would fall away from my life without me even noticing, or caring for that matter. Who would have known that I would build new friendships and have an amazing new community? That I would have more fun in recovery than I had partying? That I would find tools to live a great life drug and alcohol free, or that I would find purpose and meaning in life? And that I would start being a useful member of society instead of the menace to society I'd become. Or, maybe most importantly, that I would heal the damaged spirit inside of me to a place of peace and freedom I hadn't had for years. Throughout recovery, I've been able to do everything imaginable, from traveling the world, playing athletics, creating art, rebuilding my career, building a strong financial foundation, getting married to the woman of my dreams, holding my baby daughter when she was born, guiding and supporting her through now being a successful young woman, being the consistent spiritual leader of my family, being of real service and value to my community, and so much more. And it all started with stopping using alcohol and drugs. Then I had to jump in the middle of all the people I met in AA, NA, and CA. I started going to meeting after meeting after meeting, even though I didn't want to. Then I started going early to the meetings, staying late, going out to eat before and after the meetings with y'all. Then I started getting there early and setting up chairs, making coffee, sticking my hand up, and welcoming you all, just like you had done for me. I started staying late and putting the chairs away, cleaning the floor, and throwing away the garbage. Then you all started inviting me to sober parties, to the beach, the movies, road trips, all this other fun stuff, which I had not been invited to for quite a while. And the last key was taking the steps with someone who had taken them before, so I could understand who and what I was, learn new tools so I could successfully clean up my past, and then walk through life treating myself and others with dignity, compassion, and respect. I'm not sure how it happened, but somehow I wasn't taught the tools and I didn't have enough power on my own to get through challenging spiritual situations successfully. But alcohol and drugs helped pacify the challenges for a while, until they no longer did, and I was driven to recovery programs I didn't believe in, to learn the simple yet challenging outline of unity, service, and recovery, which are the foundations of 12-step, and have been the foundation of my life for the past 20 plus years. I am so blessed to have practiced them consistently and reshaped my spirit into the same whole, perfect spirit, just like when I was little, with unlimited possibilities to make today everything I wanted it to be, and tomorrow better than I thought it could be. So Bridie was rocking this past weekend. We had the San Diego Spring Roundup. It's an AA and Al-Anon convention. What a wonderful sober time. We had comedian speakers Thursday night. I played golf in the Roundup golf tournament Friday. There was also a fishing trip Friday. We had a sober dance Friday night. I ran in the Roundup 5K Saturday. There was also a motorcycle poker run Saturday. I went to my mother's 85th birthday party with my family Saturday night. Then to the closing spiritual breakfast on Easter Sunday with 1,000 people in recovery, where we had a sobriety countdown and an amazing closing speaker. Then I finished the weekend bringing an H&I meeting into a treatment center and got to sit with people who want to turn their lives around. As I sit here today, my life is blessed beyond belief. And there are weekends with that much fun and more every weekend for the rest of the year. My experience is anyone who suffers or has suffered from any addiction can get this too. If you have an allergy to whatever thing you're addicted to, a mental obsession to use it, even when it would be better not to, and then when you do use it, you damage your spirit over and over, please give yourself a chance to heal your spirit through this simple yet challenging unity, recovery, and service process. If I can do it, so can you. I know you'll find a life that's far better than the one you have now. And if you give yourself a shot, you'll agree that sobriety rocks. Each day, we'll close with a brief meditation to get you centered. So please, get comfortable. Close your eyes, take a few slow, deep breaths, and join me. Show me the way of patience, tolerance, kindliness, and love. Show me the way of patience, tolerance, kindliness, and love. Show me the way of patience, tolerance, kindliness, and love. Show me the way of patience, tolerance, kindliness, and love. Show me the way of patience, tolerance, kindliness, and love. Thank you for joining us for today's Sobriety Rocks podcast. We hope you found something you can use to help make today all you want it to be and tomorrow better than you thought it could be. Visit recoveryhq.com for additional resources or to contact us directly. See you next time. Aloha.